Dr. White, the first question is for you from Sarah in New Jersey, who asks for tips on managing sweet itch.
First, I would like to clarify what we're calling the pruritic or itchy skin disease in the horse. Sweet itch is a name for hypersensitivity to the Culicoides mite or midge rather, or noceum, but in the southeast and in other parts of the country, we use the term insect bite hypersensitivity because horses can become hypersensitive to other flies that feed on the horse. So I'm going to make my comments a little broader than just Culicoides gnats. And it's agreed by all authorities, and particularly in a consensus statement that was recently published on the itchy horse, that the best way to minimize the clinical signs of sweet itch or IBH is to decrease insect exposure. If you're not managing your horse and your environment to decrease exposure to insects, all the other things that you do will not give you as good a result as just practicing the best avoidance possible. That can be environmental, Culicoides, midges breed in standing water. Other flies breed in wet vegetation, rotting vegetation, and manure. So sanitation is important. Whether or not the horse is stabled. In the stables, if you have fans designed for outdoor use to prevent fire hazards, they can create wind currents so that the insects can't land. There are a variety of blankets that cover pretty much the entire horse, including the ventral midline, for use in hotter weather to prevent insects from landing. And then, of course, there are the use of repellents. However, many repellents have extremely short time in which they're actually effective. So timing of application of repellents is important. Management of the horse's skin with symptomatic care, such as cool water hosing and the judicious use of soothing shampoos, such as those containing oatmeal, topical anesthetics, and in some cases, there are leave-on rinses of hydrocortisone. All of those practices will improve the horse. Then other targeted therapies are best discussed with your veterinarian that knows your situation and your horse.